Hi there, I'm Tom Field. I'm Senior Vice President of Editorial with Information Security Media Group, talking today about cybersecurity complexity. Joining me in the virtual studio are Marty McDonald, who's Senior Domain Advisor with Optiv Security, and Rob Rockwald, Principal, Product Marketing, AI and Platformization, Palo Alto Networks. Rob, Marty, thanks so much for taking time to speak with me today.
Thanks for having us.
So we'll start our conversation here. Marty, I'm going to toss this your way. And Rob, please offer some color commentary. We know that cybersecurity ecosystems are becoming more complex with multiple systems to manage. What do you find to be the biggest challenges associated with this complexity?
Getting them all to work together in a cohesive manner. So all those integrations between the different systems is becoming more and more complex every day. So many of our clients really want to buy that best of breed technology, but it can be a nightmare sometimes to get them all to work together in a way that makes sense and works well.
No, I would agree with that. In fact, we hear from our customers that they're spending well over half their time doing integration. And when you're doing integration, that means you're not doing security. And so that's number one. Number two is actually just from a procurement and finance standpoint. You know, a lot of questions are being asked about, hey, why do we have all these different tools and capabilities and do they overlap? And when they start looking at it, you realize, okay, I bought feature A, B, and C from one vendor and then C, D, and E from another. I just double paid for feature C. And why are we doing that? And we're doing this over and over again. So you're starting to see a lot of CFO and procurement pressure on as a big part of this as well, because we spent a lot of money on security over the past few years. And suddenly we realize, okay, how many toasters do we need on our kitchen counter?
So to your point, Robin, please, Marty, I want you to weigh in as well. What would you say are the pros and cons of the best of breed approach, which we largely have now, versus platform? Rob, why don't you go ahead and take the lead on that?
Yeah, so best of breed has always been the idea here is you get the best capability. The problem right now is, and the reason why platformization and bringing consolidating with a vendor is becoming much more attractive, is because security has become a data problem, and you cannot share all of your data between best of breed tools. And then the second thing I'd also point out, at least in the case of Palo, is if you look at things like Magic Quadrants and Waves, et cetera, we're a leader in about 20 different categories. So it's really not, it's a false choice anymore between, you know, best of breed and platform. So now it's becoming much more on that data side to be able to bring all that information together, because guess what? Suddenly you can better leverage things like AI. You can better enable things like automation to make your life a lot easier. So I think moving forward, and we've seen this in a lot of other industries like supply chain and CRM, it just gets a whole lot easier when you centralize all that, because you're going to become a whole lot more nimble as you get a huge amount of information coming in that just isn't doable with a handful of people.
And I think to Rob's point earlier about the procurement team having to work through all those different vendors and make sure that we have all the correct contracts in place and things are working well. And then we have contract mismatches where we start one service and we need another service. And so it gets to be a lot more of a nightmare. Whereas you can consolidate all that with a single vendor, whether it's a single partner like Optiv or a single vendor like Palo Alto, can really help streamline a lot of that process and make it all a lot faster to bring it all together.
Marty, talk to me a little bit about Optiv. How do you help security organizations rationalize their environments?
Absolutely. We love working with clients through technology rationalization efforts, whether it's in a pre-sales or a post-sales process. And there we're really looking at all the tools a client has purchased over the years through the lens of the controls that they're meeting with those tools, looking for gaps or overlaps where we can really find ways to help them do more with what they have. That seems to be the word of the day lately, do more with less. So anytime we can help a client find those integrations or find that path forward, it's really been nice. And we work with a lot of partners like Palo Alto who have those platform plays, and clients are looking to move more towards them to help them understand where they're going to have the overlap and what they could potentially deprecate out of their environment to move towards more of that platform play.
And Rob, for you, can you talk about the advantages of the Palo Alto Network platform? And I'd ask you as well, how can Optiv help organizations take full advantage of it?
So the fundamental benefit is better risk management. I mean, that's what, you know, security is supposed to do. So when security becomes automated, easier, a lot more precise, then you're just simply doing what you're supposed to be doing, but just doing it a whole lot better. And that's the promise of platformization. And we see that with our customer base. And there's a reason why we're getting a lot of traction with it. It's because people are seeing the outcomes that they want. I would say also, from a metrics and financial standpoint, you're able to streamline operations. And that's going back to my procurement and CFO conversation, that's a conversation those folks want to see and hear as well. And as more and more CISOs become accountable to the finance team, this is just going to be a natural growth outgrowth from that desire.
And Marty, I'll ask you the same question. How can Optiv help organizations take full advantage of the Palo Alto platform?
It's an area where we have a lot of really highly trained folks who work across all of the different areas that Palo offers. And we don't just support the Palo products, we support all the products that they may be moving from. And so it really helps clients when we can talk the language of their existing tool and the new tool and help them move from one to the other. It's been a really successful play for us with many partners like Palo and helping clients find the most value out of those new larger platform plays.
So Marty, if you and Rob both, how long have Optiv and Palo Alto Networks worked together to help clients simplify their environments?
I think since Optiv existed, actually before, because when we were Accuvant and Fishnet, we both were Palo Alto partners. So for at least 15 years now, maybe longer.
So Palo Alto is about to celebrate its 20th anniversary in a few months. So to Marty's point, yeah, it's been pretty much since Optiv started, because we've had a large footprint at first in firewall, but now in SOC and cloud security, and soon it's also going to be AI. So this is just part of what we do with partners.
Well, to sum up, Rob, Marty, how can Optiv and Palo Alto Networks together help security teams manage their risk?
I think the biggest thing is simplification in their environment. Looking at bringing all those tools together in a unified platform can really help to solve a lot of that risk-based problem, because as Rob said, it is a data problem now, and there is so much data flowing from all of our different tools into that centralized platform. And it's much easier if that centralized platform is just owned by one player and they have all the data to feed into it.
And then to build on Marty's point, it's in addition to the risk management angle, it's just the operational efficiencies that you get from consolidating and streamlining what you're doing. Again, it's a data problem, but it's also a manpower problem. And you're not going to solve it by hiring and training more people. You will solve it by consolidating and automating.
Very well said. Rob, Marty, thank you so much for taking time to speak with me today. I appreciate your time and insight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, the topic's been cybersecurity complexity. You've just heard from Marty McDonald with Optiv Security and Rob Rockwald with Palo Alto Networks. For Information Security Media Group, I'm Tom Field. Thank you so much for giving us your time and attention today.